Chapter 6. The Lake. The next day, after lessons, Mrs. Gross came to me and asked quietly, "Have you written, Miss?" "Yes, I've written," I told her, and it was true, but the letter in its envelope was still in my pocket. That morning, Miles and Flora were both wonderful. They tried hard at their lessons and did everything to please me. When I looked at Miles, I couldn't stop thinking about his last school. Why did they expel him? That was still a mystery. In the afternoon, after dinner, Miles came and found me. "Would you like me to play to you?" he asked. Those were his words, but I thought he was really saying, "You see, if you leave me alone, I will come to you." How could I say no? We went hand in hand to the schoolroom. I sat down by the schoolroom fire and was soon comfortable. Miles sat down at the old piano and played. I lost all sense of time. Was I asleep or not? I didn't know. But suddenly I was asking myself, "Where is Flora?" When I asked Miles, he played for a moment longer and then said, "Why, my dear, I have no idea," and began to laugh and sing. I went to my room, but Flora was not there. I looked into some other rooms upstairs, but I found nobody. She was not with Mrs. Gross either. Mrs. Gross couldn't believe that she wasn't with me. We then spent some time looking for Flora together, trying to stay calm. But we couldn't find her anywhere. I began to feel very afraid. "Perhaps she is upstairs," my friend said. "No, I'm sure that she has gone out, Mrs. Gross," I answered. "What? Without a hat?" Mrs. Gross said, staring at me. "That woman is always without one," I replied. "I'm sure she is with her, and we must find them."